He also brings down that horizontal spaces in a partition between 3 tefachim and 10 amas don't invalidate the partition, as long as the solid portion of the partition is larger than the breach. This is Ayman Meruba al Haparos. Then he speaks about a Tzuris HaPesach. What is a Tzuris HaPesach? It's a door frame form. And this is 2 mezuzahs on the side with a mashkof on the top. And the mashkof could be something like a horizontal beam or a wire or a cord, which is directly and exactly above the side post. That would make the whole thing a partition. He then says that the side post may be made of any material and of any thickness, as long as they don't move or sway in a normal wind. And the side posts of the Tzuris HaPesach have to begin on the ground or within 3 tefachim of the ground and have to reach a minimum height of 10 tefachim. And he says there's no maximum height for a Tzuris HaPesach. Then he brings down that this lintel is not required to touch or rest on the side posts. However, the side posts must be directly and exactly underneath this wire. So this wire then also has to be tight and it has to pass directly over the side posts. Side posts, of course, have to be separate posts. And he brings down that there's no requirement that these side posts have to be constructed specifically for this purpose. In fact, if it's already existing, that's also fine to use as a Tzuris HaPesach. This wire has to be directly above the side post. If it's connected along the side of the side post, then it's pasul. Also, if any of the side posts are within an enclosed area, it's also pasul. We then say that if a fence is not 10 tefachim high, it can be raised by adding an additional horizontal string or a wire within the 3 tefachim on the top of the fence, therefore making it a partition. He says when constructing a Tzuris HaPesach on a flat surface, you have to be careful to make the lintel as level as possible and not too much on an angle. This lintel, the string, should not sag at all, and if a portion is below 10 tefachim, it's pasul. He mentions that each side post of the Tzuris HaPesach should preferably be made of one piece. And a side post underneath a ceiling, which protrudes from a wall 4 tefachim or more, and it's flat, is considered not valid according to some paiskim. The side post of the Tzuris HaPesach should be constructed within 3 tefachim of a partition, except in case of great necessity. And if a Tzuris HaPesach became pasul on Shabbos, you can have a guy fix it. And of course, finally, he brings down that a Tzuris HaPesach should be inspected every Erev Shabbos. After a storm, it has to be reinspected. And finally, he mentions because of the complexities in the halachas of an Erev, before a Tzuris HaPesach is put into use, it should be inspected by a Meira Haira. Now let us begin the second parak of Masechta Erevin. Perek Beis, Oisa Pasin. This begins on Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis. We have a Mishnah that brings down a special din of Pase Biros. These are the special Pasin boards which were allowed to be made to create an area around a well so that animals could drink water during Aliyah the Regal. This included 4 double L-shaped posts, each were perpendicular. Each of the posts had 2 parts to them, which were perpendicular with each other, shaped like the letter L. Each of them were 10 tefachim tall, and each of the 2 parts of these boards were 6 tefachim wide. According to Reb Meir, you also added 4 additional mini posts in between the 4 corners. Reb Meir says the space between the posts is big enough, could be up to 10 amas wide. 10 amas comes from the 2 teams of 3 cows, 1 group of 3 going in, 1 group of 3 going out. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the space is 13 and 1/3 amas, because it's 2 times 4 teams of cows, 1 going in and 1 going out. And the cow is allowed to drink from this well, if Rosho Verubo is within the perimeter of the Pase Biros. The Mishnah also says it's mutter to extend the perimeter of the area of the Pase Biros if you add more pasim, and again, there's no distance of more than 10 or 13 and 1/3 amas between the posts. Daf Yud Ches. As the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda says the total area of the Pasei Biraz cannot exceed Beis Sasayim, which is an area where a saw of seeds can be planted is 100 times 50 amas, so we're talking about two such areas. And then we have the Amrulo that say that this particular Chumrah is only by a gan or a karpaf, an area for non-human use, such as storage. But if it's for human use, for example, a muktzah, which is a backyard, or a chutzah, which is a courtyard, or for animal use, a tzir or a sar, it's okay even if the whole area is as big as Chamisha Baskur, which is 75 times bigger than Beis Sasayim. The Gemara then wants to show that the Mishnah is not like Hananya or Rabbi Akiva, and we bring down Nafkaminas regarding Bor or Be'er. A Bor is a pit versus a Be'er, which is a spring of water, or walls, whether it's Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabba. The Gemara then says that Adam actually had two faces, one in front and one in the back, and there are different pshatim here, whether it means two faces mamish, it means one was a male face and one was a female, or it means that he had a tail. Then it says, Nivra HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'chava kebinyan, like a storage house, Rachav milamata, wide at the bottom, Katzer milamala, and narrow at the top. This is so that a woman should be able to carry a baby properly. Vayevieha Eloha Adam, speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing Chava to Adam, Hashem brought Chava to Adam, teaches us the mitzvah of making Shiduchim, Shushvinis. And this is even if a case where a shadchan is a gadol b'Yisrael, still he should be making shiduchim for people smaller than him. We then say, kol ha'ayver achare ha'isha banar, anybody who walks behind a woman crossing over a river, in other words, he looks at her, ein le'chelek la'olam haba. We then said if a person exchanges money with a woman just to be able to look at her, lo'yanake midina shal gehenim. The Gemara then says, mikse shvachai shal adam b'fanav, the kulei shalei b'fanav, a person should say shvach to a person, only part of the shvach while he's in front of him, but he could say everything when he's not in front of him. And we see this where HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about nayach. Ki aishchara isai tzadik, we see he calls him a tzadik in front of him, but nayach ish tzadik tamim haya b'dayreisav. We see that he calls him not only a tzadik, but a tzadik tamim, and then he refers to him when it's not in front of him. So mikse shvachai b'fanav, the kulei shalei b'fanav. The Gemara then says, "Kol bayis shenishmaim by divrei Torah, b'layla, any house that we say that has Torah spoken in it, beautiful Torah spoken in it at night, shubein and nechrav cannot be destroyed." Daf Yud Tes. We say that midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midas of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes people, is not like midas of basar v'dam. We then say that the purpose of a karban, of a sacrifice, is really that the person who's bringing the karban, he should have died himself to be mechaper. But the carbon ends up taking the place. The carbon ends up dying instead of this person. We then say, Paisha Yisrael chayzim b'tshuva al pischa gehenim. People, B'nai Yisrael, who are sinners, end up being chayzim b'tshuva al pischa gehenim. Mashen came by Goyim, who are not chayzim b'tshuva, even on the pischa gehenim. The Gemara says, a person who pushes his foreskin back so it looks like he didn't have a mila, or he's bayel an ayved kechavim, he lives with a non-Jewish woman, Avram doesn't come to take care of him. Since these particular things, the Mila and a person living with a Jewish woman, these testify for Kedushas Yisrael, but if a person breaks these things, then he's not under the protection of Avram Avinu. We then say that there are seven different names for Gehenim. And we say that Reisha Verubai Shalpara, which we referred to in the Mishnah, that Reisha Verubai Shalpara has to be within the confines of the Pasei Biraz. This is 2 amas, a distance of 2 amas. We then say that the special shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which says the distance between the Pasei Biraz is 13 and 1/3 amas, is only by Pasei Biraz. However, by regular machitzas, where we normally have the shear of 10 amas, he agrees that a pirtza of more than 10 amas would pasel the machitza. We then say a tel hamislaket, a hill which is more than 10 amas tall, or a square or a circular stone of at least 1 by 1 amma, since, as it's carved out, it can appear to be a perpendicular Pasei Biraz, it can be used as one of the 4 walls. We then say chitzas hakonim, little sticks that are less than 3 tefachim apart, i.e. lavud, they can be used also. Rabbi Kida Eger brings down that we see two halacha l'maisha misinais can be used in tandem even if they rely on each other. What if a two halacha l'maisha misinais? One, lavud, two, pasi biraz. The two of these work together and you're matir them together. Daf chaf. A big chatzar that leads right into a pasi biraz. You could see this in diagram number 18 in Sefer Perish Chai. You're allowed to carry between them. We then say Yav Shumayim B'Shabbos. Let's say the well water, the water that was in the wells dried out on Shabbos, the Pasi Beros become Aser. However, if it rained again on Shabbos and the water, the wells filled up, then it's Mutter. Why? Because Kol Mechitza. So Yav B'Shabbos Ishma Mechitza. We then say that a Behema has to be Roshay V'Rubay Mibifnim within the confines of the Pasi Beros in order for him to drink. And we say that a person cannot mamish give the behema to drink within the pasi biraz, but rather he should pour the water on the ground or into an avos, into a trough, so he can drink from that. Daf chaf alf. The heter of pasi biraz is only for behemas, but not for people. If a person wants to drink from this be'er, he has to mamish climb down into the be'er. Then we say, ein burganin bebavel ay bechutz la'aretz. A burganin is a secondary hut that is within the 70 amos of the city, but is actually outside the walls of the city. We say that if this would be mutter, the 2,000 amos of Erev Tchumen would begin from that point, not from the walls of the city. In Babel, we say it's no good, since there are a lot of dams, and if one comes down, water can actually come and wash this away. And in Chutz Laretz, we say it's no good, because Ganavim can steal it. We then say a number of different nevuas on the Amkus Shel Torah. We bring down then a number of psukim from Shir Hashirim. Hadudayim nosnu reach is referring to the Bachurei Yisrael shalei ta'am chet. The Al Pisachenu kol megadim is referring to the Benos Yisrael that they're megidais the pischehem lebaleihem, which is the pischei nida. Chadashim gam yishanim is referring the mitzvahs kalas, elo mitzvahs kalas, the elo mitzvahs chamuras. We then say the important klal of kol ha'over al divrei seifrim, anybody who's over on Isser d'Rabbanan is chayev misa. And then we have numerous other psukim from Shir Hashirim, which we darshan about the limud of Torah. We then say Shleima HaMelech, who's tikein erev chatzeres, and the tefillas yadayim, which were actually chumras, in order to make people aware. Daf chaf beis. Asher anaychi mitzavcha hayoyim. We say Hayoim La Saisam, today you're supposed to do the mitzvahs. Lamachar in the future, in other words, referring to Eilam Haba, is Lakabel Scharam. We then have a Mishnah that says if a path of Rishus Harabim cuts through the Pasei Biraz, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's possible unless you move this path away. Why? Because Asu Rabim Mavatle Mechitzta. Once the Rabim come through, they're Mavatle Mechitzta. According to Rabbanan, it's still okay. And it's considered a Rishus Hayachim. The Rambam brings down Paskin like the Chachamim, and the Rif and the Ritva Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. And we then bring a Raya according to Rabbi Yehuda, because we say if the doors of Yerushalayim wouldn't have been closed at night, it would have been considered a Rishus HaRabim. Therefore you see, just like Rabbi Yehuda, that if a path of Rishus HaRabim cuts through it, it's considered Pasul. We then say Eretz Yisrael Ein Chayavin Aleha Mishum Rishus HaRabim. Eretz Yisrael is not considered Chayav al Rishus HaRabim, because we say Mishum de Makif la Sulma de Tzura Mehach Gisa. It's surrounded by rocky heights on one side. Umachtana de Goder Mehach Gisa. And on the other side, it's surrounded by valleys. Then, of course, the Gemara then asks, so Bavel Nami, Makif la Pras Mehach Gisa. The Diglas Mehach Gisa. It's surrounded by the Euphrates on one side and the Tigris River on the other side. And the Gemara asks, in the whole world too, the Kuli Alma, Nami, Makif Ukyanus. The whole world is surrounded by the Ukyanus, by the oceans, so also. Then the Gemara brings down Tel HaMislaket, a hill which is more than 10 high, the Rabim Baikimba, Eschayev, Altrishus HaRabim. We then have a Mishnah that says Pasei Biraz, according to Rabbi Akiva, Pasei Biraz are Mutter Bebe'er Rabim, a well of Rishus HaRabim, a Be'er Yachid, a well of Rishus HaYachid, and a Bor, which is a pit with water in it, of Rishus HaRabim, of a Rabim which belongs to a lot of people. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is machalak on this and says pasi biraz are only mutter bebe'er rabim, and this is how we paskin. Daf chav gimel. If we have a karpaf, which is yaser mibei sasayim, in other words, more than 5,000 square amas, and rive of it is planted. Therefore, it's not considered hukaf ladira. No matter how big this rive is, the miyut, which is for personal use, is still asur b'haitza. So the entire karpaf is now asur b'haitza. However, if only a miyut is planted, so if this miyut is less than beis hasayim, so the miyut is batal to the rest of the karpaf, which is for people to use, and therefore it's mutter to carry within it. However, if this miyut is more than yaisir mi beis hasayim, so it's considered chashiv, although it's only a miyut, but it's still considered chashiv. Therefore, it would be asur to carry within the entire karpaf. Daf chaf dalet. We speak about tumas sandal. And then we say Amar Rab Kahana, Rachba, which is a backyard, Shayyaser Mibeis Sasayim, Veloy Hukaf Ladira, Asr Lataltel Yaser Midalid Amas. However, we say Avolim Pasach Loy Pesach, let's say you created an opening between the house and this backyard, then it's Mutter. But we say this Heter is only good Im Pasach Ulabisaif Hukaf, which would clearly show that it's clearly Ladira. In other words, first you made the Pesach, then you were Hukaf around it. That shows it's clearly Ladira, then it would be Mutra. Otherwise, even in that case, it would be Aser. Then we bring down a case, a Karpaf, that was Yoyser Mibeis HaSayim, and it was Hukaf, and it became flooded with water. See Sefer Perish Chai, diagram number 84. So if the water was fit for usage, in other words, as the Gemara refers to it, it was Chazion L'Tashmisham, then it's okay to carry in it. Rashi says, mutter, fit to be used, is fit to drink. According to the Rashba, he brings down, it's not that perfect, but it's fit to do a laundry with it. However, we say that if it's murky water, then you're not allowed to carry within it. And we also say that this whole thing that you're not allowed to carry if the water is murky, that it's no good, is only if it's not more than 10 tefachim deep. Otherwise, even if it's murky, you're allowed to carry within it. We then have a very complex case of a rachva that was in Pum Nahara. This is referring to a case of there was a Rishus HaRabim, which then had a Tzuras HaPesach, which led into a Mavoy, which then led into a Rachava, which led into a path, a vineyard, which then led to a river. Finally, the Gemara says, Einais in Mechitza, Al Gabi Mechitza. Daf Chaf Hei. Karpaf Yosem Yibes HaSayim Shalei Hukaf Ladira. We have a number of options that are brought down on how to reduce this area, so it's now less than Beis HaSayim, in order to be matir it, or to convert it so it becomes Hukaf Ladir. What are these options? Miyutai imi lanais. Let's say a person reduces the area by planting trees, so now the total open area is less than Beis HaSayim. We say that's loihavi miyut, and it's usher to carry. We also have a case of bana amud, you put a pillar, gavaya asara, verachak dalid. The Rachav Dalad. So then we say, Afilu be'emtza karpaf, even if it's sitting smack in the middle of the karpaf, that's okay. That's how Rashi learns. Hirchiv min akaisel Dalad. Let's say a person makes a machitza that's more than Dalad tefachim away from the wall, so therefore it's not loved. This is considered a miyut according to Rava. Rava argues on it. Tach by tit, a person puts mud inside of the walls. So now he makes the area less than Beis HaSayim. That's also considered a miyut according to Rabba. Rava argues on that. And Aysa Mechitza al Hatel, if a person makes a Mechitza on a hill, it also helps, and we say this helps even according to Rav Sheshes. The Gemara then brings down a ger who dies, who did not have children while he was Jewish. Now, if a ger does not have children while he's Jewish, he's considered relativeless, as if he did not have any relatives, and his estate becomes Hefker. We then bring down a case where we ask if pi tikra is yared v'saisim. In other words, can the edge of a roof be extended downward to create an imaginary machitza that divides a karpaf? And this can be seen in the Sefer Perish Chai in diagram number 110. We then have a question of if a karpaf leads into a chatzar, what happens? And then we have a case where a wall of a palace which fell down into the palace's adjacent orchard, and this orchard was Yoyser Mibeis HaSayim. So before, this whole orchard was Hukaf Ladira. Now because this wall fell in, it loses its status of Hukaf Ladira. So we say that it's Usur to carry within it. Then we bring down a case of an Avarnika. An Avarnika is a pavilion in the middle of an orchard. In other words, they had built a picnic pavilion in an enclosed in an orchard, and this orchard is less than Beis HaSayim, but is Leihukuf Ladira. And this was built after the orchard was there. According to Rava, he says that it's okay to carry it now within the entire orchard. It says now, the pavilion, since the pavilion is Hukuf Ladira, it makes the entire orchard Hukuf Ladira. But Rav Huna paskins that it's usher to carry in it, since originally it was not Hukuf Ladira. And we actually paskin like Rav Huna. Taf Chaf Vav. The Gemara brings down numerous kashas on Rava, by an Avarnika, whether it can change something. Rava had said that at the Avarnika, in the middle of this, changes the entire orchard into a situation of Hukuf Ladira. So the questions that are brought are, number one, Ir Chadasha, we say, Maidedin Mi Yeshivasa. And Ir Chadasha is that the walls were built first, then the houses were built. So you measure of a 2,000 Amos from the places of habitation. But in Ir Yeshana, is a city that has first the houses, then the walls. Maidedin Michaimasa. You actually measure it from the walls. So we see that now, the fact that we have houses which were built later on does not change the status into Hukuf Ladira. That's one kasha in Rav. We also have a case of Mechitzas Dilitzniusa Loishme Mechitza, which is Mechitzas that were done for construction workers to shield them from the sun. Again, we see a raya against Rav. And finally, we have a case of Mechitza Lenachas, which were for storage, also Loishme Mechitza, again a raya against Rav, and therefore we pass in like Paskin like Rav Huna. Finally, we say that if a person forgot to be part of an Erev, he cannot carry between his house and the Chatzar. That's the end of the second parak of Masechta Erevin. Now we will begin the third parak of Masechta Erevin, parak Bakol Ma'arvin. As Akdama to this parak basically talks about Eruvei Tchumin. As we know, a person cannot walk more than 2,000 amos on Shabbos from his makom shvisa. If a person is actually within a city, this particular borderline begins at the city border, not within the place that you actually are. So you have 2,000 amos to walk from the borderline of the city. The makom mischal during the period of Bein Hashmashes, wherever your makom shvisa was at that point, that becomes your makom shvisa for the entire Shabbos. We have a Mishnah here, which says that any kind of food can be used for an Erev Tchumen. And in fact, this particular halacha also applies for all Erev Chatzeres also. And not only that, we say that even food that's normally usher to a person, for example, a Nazir, who can normally not use wine or drink wine, even in that case, a person can use that item that's usher to him. So a Nazir can use wine for an Erev Tchumen. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Ein lamidin min haklolos, v'afilu b'makam shenam arbay chutz. We cannot learn from general rules, because sometimes these rules were taught without listing specific exceptions to these rules. And even in a case where the rule concludes by saying the word except, in other words, where it lists specific exceptions to these rules, still we can't assume that no other exceptions exist. And the Gemara tries to bring rias to Rabbi Yochanan's statement. For example, the Gemara says, Kol mitzvah saseisha hazman grama, nashim peturus, v'shaloi hazman grama, anashim v'nashim chayavin. There you have the word kol, which seems to include everything. However, we know that even though matzah, so machta b'chagecha, and hakel, are mitzvahs aseh shazman grama, we still have that nashim are chayav in them anyway. And not only that, Talmud Torah, period Rivya, and Pidyon HaBen, they're not zman grama, yet nal nashim are pater in them. So therefore we have a raya through Rabbi Yochanan, and we bring other rayas along the same line of thinking. The Gemara then says that truffles and mushrooms are usur to use as an erev. And then we bring the principle of havola, by the money, maos of maaser sheni. We learn, for example, by a case of Ben Bagbag, that once you purchase something with maos maaser sheni, for example, like a cow, you can also purchase secondary items also. For example, like the hides of the animals, you can purchase them too once you're purchasing the regular item for maaser sheni. We then have the pasuk v'nasata Hakesef b'chol asher tava nafshecha, v'abokar u'batzayin, v'ayayin u'bashechar, u'b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha. We see from here that these four things and all things that are primi, pri, and gedulei karka can be bought with maaser sheni money. We then bring them that are two different limudim in psukim that are similar but yet not exactly similar. Klalu prat and riboy u'miut. The nafkamina, depending on which you hold, is whether you can buy fish or not with meiser sheni money. What exactly is the difference between these two? In the case of a Klalo Prat, the restrictive verse is an explanation of the broader verse. Therefore, what ends up happening is that the restrictive verse becomes the primary legal statement, and therefore most of the halachas will fall along the restrictive verse. However, when you're dealing with a riboy umiyut, the restrictive verse basically cites some sort of an exception to the general rule. Therefore, what it does is it modifies the broader primary statement, and it allows you to be more kula, allows you to be more makel, because it's more broad in that sense. Therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gadish, in the pasuk of Inasata HaKesef, which is the riboy, and the Babako Rubatsain, which is the miyut is a modifier on the broader statement, which would in turn open the door for more items to potentially be part of a total package of items mutter for Maisa Sheni. Dav Chav Ches. Eichel Neima, if you eat an ant, like a chamesh, you get 5 punishments for 5 Isurim, 5 punishments of Malkus. These psukim are all found in Vayikra, Perek, Yud Aleph, regarding Shratzim, Al Tishaktsu, etc. Then we have in Yanim of Klal Uprat, Klal Uprat Uklal, etc. We have here Klal Uprat. The halacha by Klal Uprat is Ein Bichlal Elama Shebeprat. The generalization contains only that which is in the specific specification of the Prat. Then we have Prat Uklal. The rule by Klal Uprat, Prat Uklal, is Nasa Klal Maisif Al HaPrat. The generalization adds to the specification, and a person can include everything within the generalization, even that which is not similar to the specification. And finally, we have Klal Uprat Uklal. The rule here is Yatadon Ela Kein HaPrat. One can only learn only that which resembles the specification of the Prat. The Gemara then says, Ma'arvin V'Pa'apuin ובחל ילגייס ובגוד גדניייס אבל לא בחזיז ולא בקפנייס. חזיז is green grains and קפנייס is non-mature dates. And this is because these are not usually eaten. We then say radishes are the bracha bari pri adama. We say the bracha on kishus, which is haps, is bari pri adama, and on chazis, which is green grains, is shahakol, since it's not fully developed. A car, palm hearts, of Yehuda says Bari Pri Adama, and Shmuel, as we paskin like, says Shahakol Mishum Saifei Lahakshais. The shear of Kishus for an Erev is Kemalei Hayod, like a handful. Daf Chavtas. Cooked beets are good for the heart, for the eyes, and for the stomach. We then say after eating 2 beitzim of Eichel Tmeya, a person can't eat truma until he goes to a mikveh. We say that shear of Maiser Sheni is equal to Mazain Lishtei Sudas, and you can be mitzaref different things to get to the shear of Mazel and Shtei Sudas. We say the shear to use yayin for an Erev is 2 revias. The Gemara says it's dangerous to eat the seed part of onions, which is the root. We say that beer, shechar, is good for an Erev since it's satisfying. And we also say that beer, shechar, also passels a mikveh, b'shleisha lugin. This is referring to water, and specifically we know that a mikveh has to have 40 saw, megishamim, or spring water, which was never held in a kli. If 3 lugin of mayim shu'uvin, mayim which was drawn from a utensil, entered the mikveh before it was full of 40 saw, it's pasal because of these shu'uvin. A saw is incidentally 6 kabin, or about 3 gallons. After the 40 saw, it's okay to put shu'uvin in it, unless the new liquid changes the color of the mikveh. Beer, which is mostly water, is considered just like water, and it pasals the mikveh regarding mayim shu'uvin. The Gemara then says the shear for beer as an erev is 2/4 of a kav, and 1 kav is equal to 4 lugin. We say that shir kiddush on Shabbos is rav revius halayg, and shir of tamarim for an erev is a kav. Finally, the Gemara says that the minimum shir for begadim legabi tuma is for an asher shleishal shleisha tvachim, for an ani shleishal shleisha tzbais. Daf lamed. Shir mazon l'shtei sudas varies depending on the person. We speak about the quality of the peres gneisar, which is from the kineret. We say ein ma'arvin behekdish, and then we say according to Beishamai, ein ma'arvin l'nazir b'yayin u'b'yisrael b'truma. But we say according to Beisila that it's okay. We say that Beishamai is Maida, that Ma'arvin Legadol, Achila B'Yem HaKippurim. Because Miba'id Yem and Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur starts, there is a Suda that's Rai, Miba'id Yem, before Shkia. We then have a Machlaikis Rebbe and the Rabbanan, if Yisur of the Rabbanan is Chal Bein HaShmashas. According to the Rabbanan, yes it is. According to Rebbe, it's no. Mishum Safik, the Rabbanan Lahakim, we pass him like Rebbe. We say that the shear of a drinking on Yom Kippur is Kamali Lugma. And finally, we say that a kohen can put his eruv inside a beis hakvaros, because technically, he can be transported via sheda tevu migdal, which is a mobile oihel. At a fi Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, this is okay, since oihel zarek, which is a mobile oihel, shmei oihel.